Canada's regions. Canada is the second largest country on Earth, with 10 million square kilometers. Three oceans line Canada's frontiers: the Pacific Ocean in the west, the Atlantic Ocean in the east, and the Arctic Ocean to the north. Along the southern edge of Canada lies the Canada-United States boundary. Both Canada and the USA are committed to a safe, secure, and efficient frontier. The regions of Canada. Canada includes many different geographical areas and five distinct regions, which are the Atlantic provinces, Central Canada, the Prairie provinces, the West Coast, and the Northern Territories. The national capital. Ottawa, located on the Ottawa River, was chosen as the capital in 1857 by Queen Victoria, the great-great-grandmother of Queen Elizabeth II. Today, it is Canada's fourth-largest metropolitan area. The National Capital Region, 4,700 square kilometers surrounding Ottawa, preserves and enhances the area's built heritage and natural environment. Caption: image of the Ottawa's Rideau Canal with caption: Ottawa's Rideau Canal, once a military waterway, is now a tourist attraction and winter skateway. Provinces and territories. Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories. Each province and territory has its own capital city. You should know the capital of your province or territory as well as that of Canada. Population. Canada has a population of about 34 million people. While the majority live in cities, Canadians also live in small towns, rural areas, and everywhere in between. Caption: images of the Banff National Park in Alberta and of Peggy's Cove Harbour in Nova Scotia. The following list identifies the capital cities in each province and territory. In the Atlantic provinces, St. John's is the capital of Newfoundland and Labrador. Charlottetown is the capital of Prince Edward Island. Halifax is the capital of Nova Scotia. And Fredericton is the capital of New Brunswick. In central Canada, Quebec City is the capital of Quebec. Toronto is the capital of Ontario. In the Prairie provinces, Winnipeg is the capital of Manitoba. Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan. And Edmonton is the capital of Alberta. On the west coast, Victoria is the capital of British Columbia. In the Northern Territories, Iqaluit is the capital of Nunavut. Yellowknife is the capital of the Northwest Territories, and Whitehorse is the capital of the Yukon Territory. The Atlantic Provinces. Atlantic Canada's coasts and natural resources, including fishing, farming, forestry, and mining, have made these provinces an important part of Canada's history and development. The Atlantic Ocean brings cool winters and cool, humid summers. Newfoundland and Labrador. Newfoundland and Labrador is the most easterly point in North America and has its own time zone. In addition to its natural beauty, the province has a unique heritage linked to the sea. The oldest colony of the British Empire and a strategic prize in Canada's early history, the province has long been known for its fisheries, coastal fishing villages, and distinct culture. Today, offshore oil and gas extraction contributes a substantial part of the economy. Labrador also has immense hydroelectric resources. Prince Edward Island. Prince Edward Island, PEI, is the smallest province, known for its beaches, red soil, and agriculture, especially potatoes. PEI is the birthplace of Confederation, connected to mainland Canada by one of the longest continuous multi-span bridges in the world, the Confederation Bridge. Anne of Green Gables, set in PEI by Lucy Maud Montgomery, is a much-loved story about the adventures of a little red-headed orphan girl. Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia is the most populous Atlantic province, with a rich history as the gateway to Canada. Known for the world's highest tides in the Bay of Fundy, the province's identity is linked to shipbuilding, fisheries, and shipping. As Canada's largest east coast port, deep water and ice-free, the capital, Halifax, has played an important role in Atlantic trade and defense and is home to Canada's largest naval base. Nova Scotia has a long history of coal mining, forestry, and agriculture. Today, there is also offshore oil and gas exploration. The province's Celtic and Gaelic traditions sustain a vibrant culture. Nova Scotia is home to over 700 annual festivals, including the spectacular military tattoo in Halifax. New Brunswick. Situated in the Appalachian Range, the province was founded by the United Empire Loyalists and has the second largest river system on North America's Atlantic coastline, the St. John River System. Forestry, agriculture, fisheries, mining, food processing, and tourism are the principal industries. St. John is the largest city, port, and manufacturing center. Moncton is the principal Francophone Acadian center, and Fredericton the historic capital. New Brunswick is the only officially bilingual province, and about one-third of the population lives and works in French. The province's pioneer loyalist and French cultural heritage and history come alive in street festivals and traditional music. Central Canada. More than half the people in Canada live in cities and towns near the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River in southern Quebec and Ontario, known as Central Canada, and the industrial and manufacturing heartland. Southern Ontario and Quebec have cold winters and warm, humid summers. Together, Ontario and Quebec produce more than three-quarters of all Canadian manufactured goods. Quebec. Nearly 8 million people live in Quebec, the vast majority along or near the St. Lawrence River. More than three-quarters speak French as their first language. The resources of the Canadian Shield have helped Quebec to develop important industries, including forestry, energy, and mining. Quebec is Canada's main producer of pulp and paper. The province's huge supply of fresh water has made it Canada's largest producer of hydroelectricity. Quebecers are leaders in cutting-edge industries such as pharmaceuticals and aeronautics. Quebec films, music, literary works, and food have international stature, especially in La Francophonie, an association of French-speaking nations. Montreal, Canada's second-largest city and the second-largest mainly French-speaking city in the world after Paris, is famous for its cultural diversity. Ontario. At more than 12 million, the people of Ontario make up more than one-third of Canadians. The large and culturally diverse population, natural resources, and strategic location contribute to a vital economy. Toronto is the largest city in Canada and the country's main financial center. Many people work in the service or manufacturing industries, which produce a large percentage of Canada's exports. The Niagara region is known for its vineyards, wines, and fruit crops. Ontario farmers raise dairy and beef cattle, poultry, and vegetable and grain crops. Founded by United Empire Loyalists, Ontario also has the largest French-speaking population outside of Quebec, with a proud history of preserving their language and culture. There are five Great Lakes located between Ontario and the United States: Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan in the USA, and Lake Superior, the largest freshwater lake in the world.